We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Budweiser's weekday sports beat continues on Sports Radio 960 AM WSBT. We're 5 days away from the Blue Gold football game at Notre Dame Stadium. Gonna be much better weather if the forecast holds. Much better weather than what we're having right now. I'll guarantee you that, Brian Driscoll.
If the forecast holds, yeah.
This is in
northern Indiana in April.
That's exactly right.
I'm not holding my breath on that one.
That's why I gave you that caveat there. That's exactly right.
Smart move.
Yes. I'm not a weather person. I don't claim to be a weather person. I just look at what they give us. So, this is just crazy. I spent the last segment talking about this whole Twitter, Instagram thing. I'm going to read you three of the tweets from at Stinky173025 3. Now, again, this first one was screenshotted and shared to Brian Kelly's official Instagram account over the weekend. The other two remain up on this Twitter account. So, okay. So here we go. Three tweets from this Twitter account that used to follow Brian Kelly, Brian Polian, all three of Brian Kelly's kids, but have since unfollowed them since people started talking about this over the last few days. So here's the first tweet that was shared to Brian Kelly's Instagram account. Quote, "Everyone who is connected with sources inside the current program knows Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick is retiring in 2 years along with President Jenkins. Jack wanted to please the people, so he didn't search for a coach and hired Marcus. Hope he made the right choice, but I doubt it," end quote. Now, again, as I was just talking about in the last segment, that tweet has since been deleted by this account, but it was shared on Brian Kelly's Instagram account. Okay, tweet number two. This one's still up there. Quote, "Name another blue blood with a 33-plus year dry spell. Alabama, Texas, LSU, etc. overcame temp struggles by reinvesting into proven winners. BK repaired the wreckage from Weiss's tenure, made NCG in year three, but prideful ND admins declined to make necessary tweaks to elevate program," end quote. And now this final one is still up as well. Quote, "BK was set for life financially before signing that contract. He's not motivated by the almighty dollar. BK had plenty of chances to leave before LSU called. This move was about opportunity and autonomy. Both he and his family felt like it was the right time to make a move," end quote.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
So Brian Driscoll, do you think Brian Kelly has a burner Twitter account? I can't believe we've got to talk about this, but
I don't think it's Brian Kelly. That's just my thing. I think it is someone associated with Brian Kelly. The thing you have to understand about Brian Kelly, and this is something I've been dealing with for years, Brian Kelly is, I've said this before many, many times. Brian Kelly is a politician. And he has a politician's background. If you know the story of his dad, and right. This isn't a criticism, I've met his parents. They are really sweet people, very nice people. And it's not an immediate criticism to say that you're a politician.
No.
But politicians are really good at knowing how to get other people to do their dirty work.
Right.
Right? And that's what I think this is. I don't think this is Brian Kelly on a burner account tweeting things. I think this is Brian Kelly in conversations with people that know what to do. Right? And then it's that whole plausible deniability thing.
Exactly.
I don't think he's stupid enough to be on his phone in his office at LSU tweeting this. Do I think it could be...
You wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, he barely, did his own tweeting. You know what I mean?
But
so
when you look at the wording of some of this, like what you're saying, it might not be him with his thumbs, on the
exactly.
keypad. It almost looks like it was an official release given to someone to send out, of this stuff.
It's coming from him.
Yeah.
But you'll never be able to trace it back directly to him.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the political background comes.
With the exception of the Instagram thing. But
right. Well, but again, it's not like other people don't have his account info on Instagram. That, that could have been a mistake where somebody
True.
Let me explain something. So, I know this to be true. A lot of these head coaches have ways of having assistants and GAs and recruiting people be able to not only just text from their phones and tweet from their stuff and DM kids and all that kind of stuff. That's just a reality. You think Urban Meyer, when he was at Ohio State, was like spending all day DMing kids, or do you think like other people had access to his accounts and they were able
no
to
exactly
that, right?
Exactly like the official Brian Kelly. I mean, it's the same with celebrities. Like the official celebrity account is run by the manager or the PR person or whoever. It's most of the time.
Like
it's
these
not
releases. Like, I know that guy, and he never has talked like that
right.
in his life. That came from a lawyer,
right?
And that's the case here, in my opinion. So is it his burner account? No, it is a burner account, and I think, is it connected to Brian Kelly? I would imagine so a lot. Because here's the thing. A lot of the stuff like about Swarbrick and Jenkins, that's stuff that I've been hearing for over a year, Sean. I know you have too about that. So that's kind of something that people with inside info at Notre Dame have. It's not just some random dude on Twitter, most likely.
Right.
And a lot of that other stuff is just peak Brian Kelly pettiness. It's like maybe you're not getting enough attention, you're upset. I really think that Brian Kelly thought when he left, the Notre Dame fan base would just like be wailing and
right. What are we gonna do?
Right. like tearing their cloth and it's like getting Old Testament on, tearing their cloth, shaving their heads, and just spending the next 30 years and crying prayer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's what he thought it would be. I don't think he expected this rejoicing of ding dong, the witch is dead, more of a response from people. And then the fact that Marcus Freeman is doing so well and has been received so well and, is doing things where, is it a coincidence that all this happened right after Marcus Freeman did the thing with the mass and the articles that came out from me and other people about how Marcus Freeman's embracing the traditions, and all of a sudden you get all this nonsense from Brian Kelly because he's not getting enough attention.
Right.
And, that to me is, it's peak Brian Kelly, and this is who he's been for years. It's just now Notre Dame fans are finally seeing it because he's not their guy. But this is who Brian Kelly has always been. Always been.
Nothing more that we need to say at this point. We've got some other topics we can get to. Let me just ask you this, though. I was going to ask you this last week. We ran out of time because we kind of had we had the commitment of Jabron Payne last week, so we had to kind of move things around. Do you think he needs to win a championship at LSU to validate his decision to leave Notre Dame?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if he goes 11-2 and 10-3 every year, then it's like, okay, you did the same thing there as you did at Notre Dame, and yet you – because he has put this on himself, right? Like, he's basically said, I came here to win a championship, and Notre Dame held me back. Held you back. You went 11-2 and 12-1 and 10-2 and 10-3 the last 5 years, right? So, yeah, I think he has to do that. And, you know, for people to say, oh, it's not about money – then why did you complain so much about the pay raise? Like everyone that has any kind of sources knows that he got his feelings hurt because Jack wouldn't give him yet another pay raise.
Right.
So don't talk to me about it's not a pay raise. You're really going to tell me you left because they wouldn't give you an on-campus chef and a nutritionist? Well, you had a nutritionist because you took him with you to LSU, right? So, I mean, the whole thing is just so absurd and petty. And Brian Kelly has been and this happens, too. We see this all the time with politicians and people that kind of, when they get outside their bubble, their protective bubble, they kind of forget, like, oh, all the people that have been carrying water for me the last several years aren't carrying water for me anymore. So now I've got to, like, oh, wow, they're actually writing negative things about me. It's not just that Driscoll guy over that one website that's kind of coming at me. You know what I mean? Like, right. And I don't think he knows how to handle it. So you're seeing some of this petty stuff and, you know, like, you know, the program wouldn't do tweaks. I mean, I've talked about this before. Notre Dame raised and spent almost $1 billion the last 10 years. Not quite, but just under $1 billion the last 10 years in upgrading the football facility. Right, you just now got one of the best indoor facilities in the business. You just got recently built. You know, they've spent a ton of money on the practice facilities, renovating the football stadium, the recruiting operation, all that stuff. Jack Swarbrick went the bat to make sure you could hire Marcus Freeman a year ago financially. So it's just the typical Brian Kelly, woe is me, it's everybody else's fault.
Yeah.
Nonsense. And that's just who he is. It's everybody else. As I said last week, Brian Kelly at Notre Dame went 113-0. Notre Dame is 0-39. They're the reason for the 39 losses.
Right.
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 So that's how it goes.
Yeah. And I mean, he might not have gotten the Goog renovations, but they did do the campus crossroads. And, obviously had an impact, you know, with the football program.
That's not why they lost, Sean.
No,
whole point. Like, that's
I completely
front.
Agree.
You know
I completely
this.
Agree.
It's just,
yeah.
It's like, you know, you didn't lose to Northwestern because you didn't have an on-campus chef, right?
Right.
You know, you didn't get beat by Michigan 45-14 because, you know, the Goog isn't as nice as what Michigan's facilities are. You know, you didn't go down and get blasted. Miami doesn't even have their own stadium, and they blasted you 41-8, you know, when you had a national championship opportunity in 2017. Mm-hmm. Then 2 weeks later, you went out and got your butts whooped and blew a fourth-quarter lead against Stanford. Does anyone want to tell me that Stanford has better resources for their football program than Notre Dame? Right? And that's the utter nonsense. It's like, it's not just Clemson and Alabama that kept you from winning a championship. It was you. It was Miami. It was Stanford. It was Tulsa. It was Northwestern. It was two losses to Navy. It was losing to a 3-9 Michigan State team and a 4-8 Duke team at home. That's why you didn't win a championship at Notre Dame. It's not because of the nutritionist or the Goog or anything else. It was your decisions as the head coach, and he'll never embrace that. And that's why I'm here to remind him and everyone else that it was his decisions and the school did not make him keep Brian Van Gorder for 3 years.
Right.
The school did not make him keep, you know, Paul
Jeff
Longo
Quinn.
For as long as he did. And Jeff Quinn and Del Alexander, nobody forced him to do that. That was all him, because he wanted to surround himself with yes men instead of the best of the best.
Yep.
And, you know, when he did finally get some of the best, he had problems with them. He butted heads with Harry Hiestand all the time. You know, there were some things I've heard about how he viewed Marcus Freeman, and he didn't like a lot of the and this doesn't come in from, you know, the coaches. This isn't me telling you what the coaches are telling. This is some other people that have always been giving me good intel. Brian Kelly didn't really like how much credit and love Marcus Freeman was getting.
Of course.
And that's why at press conferences this year, he would always be real critical of the defense, but always give the offensive pass, even though everybody with a brain knew that the defense not only carried the team this past year, but in previous years, and had similar issues with Clark Lee, when Clark Lee started getting a little bit too much love. So
right.
That's who Brian Kelly is, and he's the reason he never won a championship at Notre Dame, and he'll be the reason why he won't win a championship at LSU, in my opinion.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brian Driscoll's with us from IrishBreakdown.com. A couple recruiting things I wanted to touch on today. They lost the commitment of the corner, Justin Rhett, who was on a visit to Georgia over the weekend. So how significant do you think this is?
It's a loss. It's a loss. There's a lot more to this than just he visited Georgia. And there, you know, there's some other things that we put on our premium board. But this was a decision that I think was both sides felt it was the best thing to do moving forward. But it's a loss. Whatever the reason, it's a loss. He's a top 100. I graded him as a top 150 recruit. Cornerback is a very important position in this class. He's a big physical kid, comes from a great program. And it's a loss, right? And so it reminds me a lot of the Will Shipley loss a couple years ago.
Okay.
Where they thought they were going to get him, and really they just stopped recruiting other running backs, and then they lost him. But at the end of the day, they were able to rebound to get Logan Diggs and Altrick Estime. So it worked out pretty well. So that's really where they're at now is, okay, you had this loss. This is a tough loss. There's no spinning it any other way than this is a loss. But now what are you going to finish with, right? And I think that's the key for Notre Dame moving forward is it's early. You've got some really talented players on the board, but now you got to land them. The margin for error just got a lot thinner when it comes to the cornerback recruiting. So it's a loss, but there were three other guys on the board that they really liked. Now they're in a position where they can take all three of them if they're able to land them.
And then the other thing, Braylon James, the wide receiver we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, he is announcing his commitment tomorrow. Now, he tweeted three. I assume that's Central time, so 4 o'clock our time, I believe, right?
Well, that was something about today. He had some other thing that was going on today that was at 3 o'clock Central.
Okay.
So he will be announcing his decision tomorrow. Right. It's going to be around 7:30 Eastern.
Oh, so it won't be till after us tomorrow. Okay.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, so it'll
after
be later
the show.
In the day. So,
yeah.
Correct. Yeah, there was some miscommunication on people thinking that the 3 p.m. tweet was changing his commitment time. It'll be tomorrow night. We'll have a show live during it where we'll carry his decision, and then we'll talk about what it means for Notre Dame in one way or the other. But Notre Dame has done a great, great job in this recruitment, and they've put themselves in a good position. Now it's about just awaiting that final word to see what Braylon has decided.
All right, we'll see. Big opportunity for Notre Dame, especially for the offensive side of the ball, wide receiver from Texas tomorrow. Okay, so one final thought. Well, I'll talk to you later in the week, obviously, but with the Blue-Gold game coming up Saturday, give me one thing besides the quarterbacks, because that's the obvious one, but one thing besides the quarterbacks that you're really maybe looking for Saturday.
I really want to see the offensive line, and I don't really care about the number of sacks. I just want to see him play hard. I want to see a unit that goes out there and plays physical and gets after it and competes, and I just want to see that the mindset, the identity, the, you know, just the compete level of the offensive line has changed, because I think that'll really set the tone for everybody else. And so we've heard good things about it, but I want to see that group go out. I want this to look like a Harry Heistand offensive line from a toughness standpoint and a competitiveness standpoint. And if I come out of the game feeling that, I don't really care what happens everywhere else, because you know me, Sean, I don't put a lot in spring games.
Yeah.
But the one thing you can get a lot out of spring game is, where's your compete level? I think those are the things you look for. Where's your compete level? And if we see that from the offensive line, then I'm going to feel like this spring was a success.
All right. Brian Driscoll, IrishBreakdown.com. What else is going on there right now?
Tons of recruiting stuff. So obviously Notre Dame, the Blue Gold game this weekend. There's some big time players on campus this weekend. We have updates on two of the biggest on our site already. I just got two texts from Ryan during the show about two other articles he now has uploaded in the. I'm like, dude, you got to slow down. I don't have time to edit all these stories you're doing. Sean Davis just had a great story about Christian Gray, the cornerback from St. Louis. Speaking of corners. He visited last week. We have a recap of that. He also is setting his commitment date for July 4th. So he'll be announcing between Notre Dame, Alabama, LSU, and Ohio State on July 4th. So a lot going on, Sean. And I'm going to try to work in some team stuff because there's been so much recruiting news that we haven't had a chance to get a lot of team stuff. But the next couple of weeks, I'll have a ton of team analysis for you.
Sounds like a plan to me. And we'll have more on recruiting tomorrow coming up here at this time on Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat. Brian, great as always. I will talk to you later this week.
Thanks for having me on, Sean.
Right, absolutely. Brian Driscoll, IrishBreakdown.com. Speaking of the blue gold game, my five question of the day coming up. I'll give you five offensive players I'm looking at this Saturday at the blue gold game, which you'll hear right here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. That's next on Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat.